The company Advanced Health has announced it's locating a new office and a customer service center in an unused building at Ellsworth Air Force Base. Advanced Health, based in Chantilly, Virginia, says this new site at Ellsworth is its third location, and the company expects to fill more than 200 jobs during the next 3 to 5 years. Governor Dennis Dugard noted that Advanced Health has the unique distinction of being the first company in South Dakota to partner with Ellsworth Air Force Base under the federal government's Enhanced Use Lease Program. The program allows private business to lease the installation's underutilized real property. SDPB's Charles McElroy attended a morning announcement. He's with us now from our Rapid City studios at the Dahl Arts Center. And Mike, thanks for joining the program.
Oh, thank you, Carl. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about this company, Advanced Health. What do they do?
So this company provides in-home health assessments for new patients who land insurance or Medicare. So basically, when a patient comes into an insurance company, that company needs to know the overall health of that patient. So Advanced Health sends a nurse practitioner into the patient's home and does kind of an hour-long assessment. Advanced Health then provides that assessment to both the insurance company and to the doctor. And the goal is to save money by helping the patient with some one-on-one care to increase general wellness, and to help the insurance company and the healthcare providers understand the needs of that patient. Ken Davis is CEO of Advanced Health, and he was on hand at today's announcement. I believe we have a soundbite here where he explains sort of how his company fits into the overall healthcare system.
It starts with what they call risk adjustment. So essentially, the private sector that insures these Medicare-eligible folks, when they become a member of Humana, Humana doesn't know how well or sick they are, right? Because they're new. And so the assessment that we do helps evaluate that risk, that severity, right? And so essentially, Humana takes the data we give them and submits it to the federal government, and their payment to take care of that member goes up or down based on how sick or well they are. So it's kind of accuracy in payment, so you're not spending more than you're supposed to, and in some cases, you know, they get less money for spending on the patient. So that's how it started. And then from there, we leave lots of things with the member. We say, here's a summary of what happened during your visit. Give this to your doctor and share it with them because it could be helpful. And at the same time, what you don't see in the video is I also send a summary to the doctor of the visit. So at some point, the two dots connect, right? You've got a summary from the member and the doctor. And when they get together again, they go, hey, doc, these folks are with me and in the house. Oh, you're right. We need to attend to that. So it kind of closes the gap a little bit for stuff that would otherwise maybe fall off and not be attended to. So I think that's the way to describe it, yeah.
So Advanced Health plans to employ about 200 people over the next few years. And, you know, this is a healthcare company that provides a service to elderly patients. So those like the CEO, Kevin Davis, we just heard from there, they point out that given the demographic of baby boomers who are all nearing retirement or in retirement, there's really plenty of room for growth in this industry over time.
So why is the company locating at Ellsworth Air Force Base?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a few years back, Ellsworth took on a new accounting mission, and the plans were to house a bunch of budget experts, I guess, sort of bean counters at Ellsworth. The military built this new building at Ellsworth, but then Governor Dennis Dugard says that that Air Force mission never really came to full fruition. And so not all the personnel who were expected at Ellsworth showed up. And so basically the military has this mostly new empty building sitting idle. And then through the government program you mentioned in the opening here, the federal government's Enhanced Use Lease Program, it takes buildings like this that are in government property but not being used, leases them out to companies as a way to create economic development. Governor Dennis Dugard, who is on hand for today's announcement, says this is a win-win. He says the Air Force gets to lease this unused space, this saves tax dollars, and it helps the bottom line and the overall mission at Ellsworth. I believe we have a soundbite from Governor Dugard as well.
And one of the things that made the Rapid City area especially attractive was the quality of the workforce and the availability of people with the skill sets that Advanced Health was looking for. And then having a turnkey space perfectly designed for the kind of work that Advanced Health does and the kind of space that they needed was ideal. And so all those things, business climate, the turnkey space, being in the right time zone, all those things came together. And it means that in the next few years, we're going to have over 200 employees at Advanced Health working in space that was otherwise empty at Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Governor Dugard goes on to praise the company for also paying decent wages. He says Advanced Health is going to bring what you could call like an East Coast pay scale to the Black Hills. He says the company won't pay a lesser wage in South Dakota than it does at its other facilities in places like Virginia.
Well, the governor has touted this as a part of the economic development program. So what does this mean for the economy in the Black Hills area?
Well, that, of course, remains to be seen where it's going to go. But there are those out there, of course, who have been critical of the overall disparity of pay in South Dakota. There's no secret that you can look across the board in South Dakota from teacher pay to welders. And you see so many professions that, in general, pay less here in South Dakota than elsewhere. And Benjamin Snow, president of the Rapid City Economic Development Partnership, addressed this a little bit today when he spoke this morning's press conference. He says the higher than average wages that this company plans to pay shouldn't really be something that other businesses in the Black Hills are afraid of.
There's a lot of competition for these types of positions. And I will say this company's not bashful about paying a good wage. And we don't have any problem with that. So there's probably already been a few wonderful employees that have been hijacked from some of the other entities here in the Black Hills. God bless America. That's what it's all about. And so we do appreciate the whole fabric of the customer service centers that have flourished in the Black Hills and in Rapid City particularly over the last 10 years. And this is another game changer in our viewpoint, because as we see that upward progression of wages requiring a little bit better skill set, a little bit more polished type of employee, it helps all of us because it helps make the capabilities and capacity even that much stronger for the next company that comes along looking for that type of a workforce.
So there's this general argument that a rising tide lifts all boats being made by those like Benjamin Snow and Governor Dugard. Now, over the long term, this might be just one company, but officials say they hope this process can be repeated to attract more businesses to any of the unused facilities or buildings that are at Ellsworth. And now, if this company, Advanced Health, actually brings in the jobs it's planning to, and if the business continues to grow forward like they say it will, we'll just have to wait and see where this all goes.
All right. Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Carl.